Wow. Yeah, well, that put me in mind of that TV show. I don't know if you saw it. It was on in the 70s sometime, called Gentle Ben, about a brown bear, but a big bear. Sort of defended this one fella and was a buddy, you know. He was befriended by the man, and the man was befriended by the bear. Kind of an interesting show to watch, and it was all the rage for a while. All this reminds me of a book I read once. I must say I don't, because the author was a transcendentalist. Big word. I'm not really sure what that means. Henry David Thoreau wrote a book called Walden. He spent a time in his late 20s, I think it was, when he just went out into the woods to live and to observe the nature around him, around a pond. It was Walden Pond. He took the name for the place from the name of the pond, I guess. And it sold real well. I think he wrote it in the 19th century, and it was about 100 years before my birth, but it remained popular. You should follow your heart on that. I mean, I can't be out in the woods and not notice. You have to get down on the ground to notice what's going on the ground. You can't just walk by it. Down on your knees, looking at the smallest of things. And then pay some attention to what's towering above you. Trees are the most beautiful thing on earth. If it weren't for trees, we wouldn't be here, honestly. All that we exhaust out when we breathe, the trees take it in, and they give off oxygen. If it weren't for the trees and the oceans, there wouldn't be any oxygen on the earth. They replenish it. KK4 JBQ.
Yeah, that's interesting. I'm looking through these pictures trying to find this bear. I'm going to send it to you so you can see what I'm talking about, but I don't mean to sound distracted, but well, I tell you what, let me finish the conversation up with you, and I can shoot you this picture anytime, but he's a big old boy. He's I don't know, I guess about waist high to me. Yeah, there it is. I'm going to send you a picture here shortly, Larry. You take a look at it and see how big he is, but that picture that I'm going to send you is, I don't know, probably 25 yards from the cabin, and it was taken I want to say that was last season. The date, I didn't set the date on the game cam, but yeah, just take a look at him. You can see he's a pretty big fella. I'm gonna send it to you. Stand by. On the way. KB and KK4 JBQ.
Isn't it amazing, KK4 JBQ, that you could be talking about a picture and okay, and I can see it 10 seconds later. That just makes my head spin, honestly. I am not spoiled with technology. I do wonder at it every time I get something like this. Well, of course, his big old reflective eyeball is the thing that you see mostly. So I'm able to make him full screen with two fingers. Isn't this marvelous? And there he is. He's not skinny. He was excited, of course. He was excited when he found the food in your truck. Left you a present, I guess. Oh, my. Well, I've been near them, but they couldn't get near me. I've been to a couple of zoos and seen brown bear and black bear. And they're calm and they're well fed with nothing between me and the bear. I think I'd go a little weak in the knees, but I'd still get off a good run. KK4JBQ.
Morning of the, he got in my truck. How do I want to word this? He followed me. He got in my truck, got my food out, and then later on that morning, he was still in the area and put me in the truck. He was down probably about 25 yards away, watching. I guess he was watching the cabin, or maybe he was in the area. And I came out of the cabin door, and there he stood. So I raised my arms up and hollered at him, and he did not run off. His ears dropped, his head dropped a little bit, and I ran straight for the truck. So I'm going to shoot you a video of a short video I took on my iPhone where when I got in the truck, he followed my truck all the way up to the gate, I don't know what he was doing, but I got a short video of it, and it was just unnerving. I mean, it was really unnerving. I was not comfortable with that at all, but I'm going to try to send it to you. It's 43 seconds, and when I click on your name to try to send it, it's not populated, but let me see if I can figure out how to get it to you. I'm not sure how long it's going to take to get there, but I've got, I don't know how many videos of him just terrorizing the place. I mean, he's just hateful. I don't know any other way to say it. He's just hateful. So, I don't know how to describe it, but I'm going to shoot you a picture of the cabin, too, so stand by.
4NUE, KK4JBQ. Well, the picture has arrived. That is nice. Looks like you got plenty of room there. Looks like you might be going to insulate it, too.
Insulation in it and in the ceiling, because it gets pretty hot in the summertime, and I can't deal with the heat. And I was hoping that my solar grid would support my air conditioner, but it will, but it won't sustain it. So that was the idea, but it is what it is, and we still have a good time with it. But like I said, it's small, and that's just the way I want it. I don't want anything any bigger.
The back side, I guess I'm looking at the front door. The back side. If you go straight through, have you built an addition there? It looks like new wood.
All the framing came off the sawmill, except for the OSB. I put the OSB on it so I could insulate the walls. And that's a game cam, but I keep game cameras on the cabin, just to see what's messing around there when I'm not there. And I don't know how many foxes and cats and raccoons, bobcats and birds and just all kinds of stuff. But Larry, I made me the solar grid I got, I made me a rotisserie that runs off of the solar grid. And I'm talking about food. I'm going to send you this picture. I want you to show this, Miss Donna. So this next one I'm going to send you is a short video of the rotisserie that I run off of the solar panels there. So stand by. I'm going to try to send it to you. And did you get the one, did you get the video of the bear?
Yes, I did. I have not watched that yet, but I've only seen the stills, but I'm sure the video has come through.
Welcome to the rotisserie, and I'm not going to send you anymore because I'm probably pestering you with all the dinging the phone's making. But the video of the bear, you'll have to enlarge it to see, but he's about 25, 30 yards off of the right-hand side of the truck going up the road. And, I mean, he just followed me. He run me in the truck and just followed the truck all the way to the top of the hill. And I don't know what to think about that. I don't know what that means. But normally they're afraid of you, but he's not. But anyway, you enlarge the image, you'll see the video stop where I'm holding the phone still, and you can freeze it and enlarge it a little bit, and he is ducking behind some trees watching me in the truck. And I don't like it. I mean, I don't want to deal with that, and I don't want to shoot him, but I don't want him messing with me either. And especially, you know, if I come out of the cabin at night or come out early in the morning, I just, you know, it's unnerving. I mean, you look at it and you tell me what you think. I got 3 or 4 other videos of him. I got a 35-gallon deer feeder there that I set up to watch the deer on game cam footage. And he picks that thing up like a piece of candy. And he just rolls the whole thing around full of corn like it's nothing. And he's just aggravating me to death.
I do, just for this purpose, and if you don't want to harm him, he is just trying to make his life, you know, he's just trying to keep on living. If you have something like a starter gun, ammo is expensive. I'm just suggesting that you make a loud sound. And this is before he gets riled. It's before he charges. You know, the sound won't deter him after that. But if you just want to move him on, I've heard that starter pistols do a good job of that. These sudden, sharp sounds. Because I got good hearing. I'd feel the same as you, of course. I think most people would, who don't have some kind of cage or bars between you and the bear. Nothing to fool with. They stay hungry. So it's best to be wary of them. KK4 JPQ.
I'm gonna keep my eyes out, and I mean, he's in the area. The guy that lives up the road, he called me the other day, and he's tore his bird feeder down, and he had it on a piece of conduit with the bird feeder on it, and I mean, it's a half inch conduit, and he just twisted it around like a pretzel. I mean, just. And I still hadn't found his bird feeder. Don't know where it's at. So, I don't know. I don't know exactly what I'm going to do. I don't guess there's much I can do about it. But when he put me in the truck, I called 911 and post posted a public service announcement to let them know, hey, the bears are not friendly. And they put me in contact with a biologist. So the biologist came out there and talked with me and gave me a lecture for having a deer feeder there. And I don't know, I wasn't hearing it. I probably should have been a little more receptive to what the man had to say, but I wasn't hearing what he had to say, really.
Yeah, well, that was a good move. At least you pass on what you know to other people who might get exposed to that. My mama, when I was little, I remember she would say, "Don't you run through the house like that. Don't run like that. You only run when a bear's chasing you." KK4JBQ.
At the beginning of, end of spring, it's been a couple months ago, I'm gonna send you one more video. I want you to look at this. And look at the video. This is what showed up outside the door at the cabin about 2 o'clock in the morning. And I just brought him on in the cabin and actually brought him back here to the house. He stayed with me for a month or so, and then there's where I live now, there's a house development up the road, and we got a real long driveway, so neighbors will ask if they can walk on the driveway for exercise or come down and feed the goats and, you know, things like that. And, you know, if they don't bother nothing, we don't cause no problems with them. But right across the street, the neighbors got two young girls, and they come and feed the goats and play with the baby goats, and they'll feed the chickens sometimes. And we got a tire swing that my kids played on when they were little. And I think they're sisters. And they come down, swing on the swing, and this, that, and the other. Well, they saw, well, I'm going to send you this video. And I named him Lucky. And they saw Lucky and pitched a fit for him. So I told him they could have him if they would take care of him. And they bring him down here, I don't know, every week or so. Or, well, not every week, but occasionally. And let me see him to make sure he's, you know, been cared for. But he's just as healthy as can be. And he loves those two little girls. And Larry, they have got a chest collar that they put on this cat, and it goes around his chest, and he walks around with them girls like a dog. I mean, it's the craziest thing. But you can check out the video to see kind of what I'm talking about, but that's the kind of stuff that happens up at the deer camp.
This kid cat would make a good pet, I suppose. Real appreciative of the food. I feed strays here. I don't make a big deal about it. But I have at least four in the back, and three in the front, and three in the house. So we feed a lot of cats here. There's only one outdoor cat that's ever let me, well, I take that back. Just recently, another female, when I first noticed her, I noticed she had a collar on. And so she's been turned out by somebody. She was kept for a time, and so she's used to human touch. All the others out there, except for Buddy, who has now gone on to cat heaven. All the rest of them won't let me get near them. They'll eat my food, but they won't let me get near them. And that's as it should be, I suppose. But I remember another cat. Now, this is in Michigan. And this was, oh, goodness, 40 years ago. I was living there. There was a sliding glass door, and a cat came to the door and climbed on it and started scratching at it. And I wondered, what's wrong with that cat? And it finally gave up, but I figured after a while that this was that cat's home, that I had moved into a home that the cat had occupied, and he was turned out to fend for himself. So I called animal control, we don't bother with cats. Cats can fend for themselves. It's dogs that we will catch and we'll find a home for them. The cats can take care of themselves. They're predators. Dogs lost that some time ago. Now that's something I never knew. KK4JBQ.
Been a cat person, but I mean he. This kind of showed up, and I don't do anything bad to animals, and he was hungry, and I just put him in the truck and come on back to the house, and I kept him here for, I don't know, a month or two, I guess, and I mean, he friendly little old thing, ride in the truck, just sit right there on the center console, just like he owned the thing. And I mean, he's real friendly. But he's never been fixed. You know, he still had all his body parts, you know what I mean? And I don't know, the girls just pitched a fit for him. And he got along good with the dogs. And I mean, he's, you know, wasn't no trouble. But, They wanted him, so I let him have him, and he comes down, they bring him down so I can see him, and as long as he's healthy, I mean, he's a fat little booger. I mean, they're taking good care of him, but it's just something all the time up there.
Went off my head when you told me what the name of this cat was, and you gave him the name Lucky, probably because he found someone that looked after him until he found a home. But just this past week, another ham and I were talking, and this fellow has a rather large dog who patrols the property and was making all kinds of sounds. Came up to the back door where he goes in and out the back door, and was real excited. And so the fellow followed his dog out to the shed and went, like, diving under the shed. He's a large dog, and he couldn't get under there, but he dived under the shed. And so he figured that there's probably something under there, so he went to get a flashlight of some kind, a real powerful one, I imagine, and he found a cat under there, and the cat was injured. Had a broken hind leg. Now, let's understand something here. This fellow loves cats. He's got two cats and this big dog. And they're both, cats don't go out, but the dog does, of course. Anyway, he brought the cat in, took him to the vet, had his injuries fixed, and for a while he was trying to find a home. But after he convinced his wife, they have three cats indoors now. It's a real pretty cat. It's a mostly white with splotches, calico. Real pretty cat. KK4JBQ.
One more video. I'm looking through this phone here, and my wife cannot stand birds. She has a phobia of birds. So I've got I've got a couple birds in the winter months. They'll come in the mornings and come into the cabin. They don't bother me. I mean, I name one of them Tiddly. But this particular video is two of them came in. And you can see the wood stove there. And I guess they're coming in because it's cold outside or whatever. But I mean, they don't bother me at all. I get the wood stove going, and as long as they stay, you know, over there on their side of the cabin, they don't bother me at all. But I'm gonna send you this video where they come in and just it scare my wife to death. She won't even come in the cabin if there's birds in there. But I mean, they don't come in often. But when it is real cold outside, Tiddly, she'll come in, and she stays perched up there by the door, and then in the mornings I'll open the door and she'll fly out. But and I throw some feed out there for her, bird seed out there, so she, when it's so cold, because on the river there, it's got a lot of humidity. So when cold weather comes, it's just extra brutal because there's just so much humidity in the air because of that river. And I expect she's got a little age on her. I guess I don't know that much about little birds, but I mean, me and her get along just fine. But this particular day, she brought a little friend with her. So I sent you a video. You can check it out. But like I said, it's something all the time up there, all the time. And I don't make no big deal out of it. You know, I just kind of, I'm the visitor, not them. That's their place. And I'm just kind of there to enjoy. So at any rate, well, check out the video, Larry, and it's getting on up in the night, so I'm going to give you a couple of minutes warning, and but let me know you got the video.
Hi, Devin, KK4JBQ, I'll let you know when it comes through. You might make sure she's got, because their little hearts, oh gosh, very fast heartbeat. They have thin skin. They're very lightweight, you know. And it takes a lot of energy for them to stay warm. And in the wintertime, you might have some suet that you can... They make suet feeders, actually. It's kind of a mesh, a wire mesh, and you can just press the suet into the mesh, hang it, and they'll go after it like crazy. It's high calorie stuff that they really can't get otherwise. Haven't come through yet. KK4JBQ.
I sent it. I'm not sure what's going on, but if you don't get it, let me know, and I'll try to resend it. But like I said, we'll have to meet up one day, and I'll have to take you up there, check the place out. But as far as the 16th goes, Larry, I'm good with that. If you want to try to meet up at was it Anderson Hamfest? I'm good with that. Just going to let you know.
Anderson Hamfest it is. They've got a map and directions on their website. Hang on there and I'll see if I can get you the URL to the website. URL is Anderson Radio Club. All one word. AndersonRadioClub.us. And that'll take you right to it, and it's got directions and all. You might be more familiar with the area than I am. I don't get out much anymore. This car, it's 11 years old, and I just turned 12,000 miles, so I drive about 1,000 miles a year. Don't get out a lot. So I'm not that acquainted with the area around here, but this is where you've lived your life, and you're probably acquainted with various places. It's Darwin Light Park. If you might be familiar with, that's where it's being held. Darwin Light Park.
Information: that's Anderson Radio Club .us at Darwin Light Park. Okay. All right. I'll check the details, and we'll work out the specifics later. But yeah, so we'll meet up there and go from there. I think I'm gonna try to test out and try to upgrade my license again. I've been studying. I may not make it by the 16th, but I'm gonna try, and I'll may have to shift the times after the test, but I'll let you know. I'll work all that out, and we'll get the specifics worked out, I guess. But I hope you enjoy the videos and the pictures. It's an interesting place. I mean, it's like that. It's something all the time up there.
Have come through. I just want to let you know. Let's see. There's 1, 2, 3 after Lucky.
But you do not have the video of the birds. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I don't know how close I am. No, I got another picture of Lucky. And a picture with a stove front and center, and then a picture of a bird feeder. Looks like, a small bird on a feeder. KK4JBQ.
Bird video should be before the bird feeder, the one on the bird feeder, but I'll resend it. Let me see if I can find it again. But, I mean, it's nothing special. It's just two birds that come in the cabin. But one of them is, I call her Tiddly. She comes all the time. And I just, you know, it's just funny. It's just kind of like they just, I'm just part of the clan up there. I mean, it's just, I don't know. It just tears Anna up. She can't deal with the birds, but like I said, it don't bother me at all. I'm gonna try to find it and send it to you again, Larry. Just hang on. I'm looking.
Hold on, Chad. I think I found the one with the birds. One of them is a Carolina wren. The small one with the tail that kind of sticks up in the back. Carolina wren. KK4JBQ.
There should be two of them in there, and they're quite frantic, but normally they're not like that. I mean, Tidley comes in, she's got her little spot, and I don't know, but you can check it out and see if you can hit play and see if you can see them flitting around in there.
See them? I can see them both.
Okay, well, I've bored you enough with the videos and the pictures, but I'll let you know what goes on with these animals next, because it's something all the time. If you don't hear from me for a couple of nights, you know the bear got me. So, at any rate, I'm going to call it quits, bud. I'm tired, and I'm going to get in the bed and get ready for tomorrow. I'm excited about tomorrow. One of the guys that checks in on the net, Mr. Wise from the land of Wise. I can't remember his call, but he put some stuff on SwapNet the other night, and power supply and an oscilloscope that he was wanting to give away. So I want them to try to, you know, mess around and see what I can do with them. But I got put on quarantine and couldn't go get them. And I just didn't want to expose him or anybody else if we had the virus. So I've had to put him off, but I'm going tomorrow at 2 o'clock and pick those up, and then we're going to head on to the deer camp after that. So I'll take the radio. I've got a ham station set up there. It's not much, but I got a 2-meter antenna on, I don't know, it's about 50, 60 feet up. And I'll take my little handy talkie and plug into it, and I can get the repeater pretty good. I normally keep my Kenwood in there, but since the bear's been messing around, I took it out and I got it down here in the ham shack. But I'll still be in contact. But if I don't check in one night, you know the bear got us.
You'll be all right. Just don't, like I said, they stay hungry, and they've got a nose. They can smell 2 miles away. They can smell food. And they'll do anything to get to it. They're capable of doing anything they want to get to it. So there are techniques, I guess, that people who live with bears around them, there are techniques for keeping food that you want to have for yourself, and to keep it away from the bears and keep them from tearing the house down to get to it. But I'll leave that to you to figure that out. I live in, well, the only thing we have around here is possums and a lot of stray cats. Birds, too. We have birds. So, well, we did make 2 o'clock, but I think we're both ready for a good night's rest. So you get yours and I'll get mine. And I hope you have a great day tomorrow. A very good night to you. This is KK4JBQ. Have a good night, Chad. 7-3.
I think I might have got one of your battery packs. I'm not sure. But if you ever switch over to lithium ion, I'm done. So, all right. Well, this is KO4NUE and KK4JBQ. 7-3 is Larry, and have a wonderful day. Tell Miss Donna we said hello. I'm clear.
4 India, Yankee, India.